Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is our conversation with Dallas County Conservation Board Outreach Coordinator Sarah Gilchrist. So the summer months bring with it a lot of ability for organizations to complete some work, and the Dallas County Conservation Board is no different. Can you just give us a little bit of an update on what might be taking place this year in terms of the Let's Connect project for the Raccoon River Valley Trail?
For those who don't know, the Let's Connect project is a long-term project with the goal of connecting the Raccoon River Valley Trail to the High Trestle Trail. Two phases of that project are already done, and we're excited to announce that we're actually going to be tackling another two phases this summer. One phase will be tacking on another mile west from Woodward, and another phase will be going eastward from Perry up to M Avenue. Now, the tricky part about that phase is that it also includes a bridge over Beaver Creek. So that will be a pretty significant part of that project. As always, Dallas County Conservation Board is seeking donations to put towards the trail. And we're also excited to announce that we have, up to date, have raised about 85% of the estimated $5 to $6 million required for that project. But as you know, construction costs are going through the roof, really increasing quickly. And so people are always curious, what's the price tag on this? And it's hard to say just because of what the current cost might be in that project, but we are making significant progress, and that's very exciting to us.
As the warmer months start to come around, more activities go on outside, one of them being fishing. Now, Iowa does a free fishing weekend where people are able to go out and fish without having a fishing license. Can you just talk a little bit about what the Dallas County Conservation Board is going to be doing during that free fishing weekend?
June 4, 5, and 6 is free fishing weekend, and we are offering signups on our website, which is dallascountyiowa.gov/conservation. And there are time slots each of those evenings. There's a 4:45 time slot and I think like a 6:15 time slot or 6 o'clock, something like that. But there's two time slots offered each of those evenings where a naturalist will meet you with rods and reels and bait at Glissman Nature Area and kind of give people who maybe don't have the equipment to fish or who are new to fishing, give them some tips, get them set up. It's a great thing to come out if you're just kind of curious or you've got little kids and need extra hands. And of course, people are welcome to come at other times during that weekend to use free fishing weekend, but those will be the times that we have someone out there with equipment and assistance.
Now, another thing that's going to be going on this summer is the Watershed Awareness River Expedition, or better known as Project Aware. And it looks to clean up a little bit of the Raccoon River. Can you just talk a little bit about what that project is and what it aims to do?
What's exciting to us is we are partnering with the Iowa Project Aware Group for Iowa's largest volunteer river cleanup event. Currently, they're accepting registrations for Thursday and Friday, July 15 and 16 only. So interestingly, Monday through Wednesday are already booked. They are at capacity for those. And so if you want to participate in that project, I highly recommend getting to their website and registering very soon. That's iowaprojectaware.org. They have early bird registration going until June 15, but honestly, I expect that those spots will fill before June 15. But it's really, they do a great job helping clean up our rivers, pulling trash out of there. There's some environmental programs that our group is going to be providing. And on their website, they just have some really impactful videos to show exactly what they do. And it's a pretty big deal, and we're excited to be able to partner with them this year.
Now, speaking of that, how important is it for people as they go out on the rivers, if they even go out on the lakes or just any body of water, how important is it for people to remember that while they're out there to be careful about the things that they're putting in there, whether that be trash or, you know, anything that they might lose?
I think what is been kind of a sobering experience for me is I've been, now that the weather's been nicer, I've been out in our parks doing a lot more exploring and just checking things out as the seasons change, taking a lot of pictures. And I've honestly been kind of shocked at the amount of trash that people are just seemingly carelessly throwing around out there. Now, I know it's been super windy this spring, and so some of that stuff might be coming from other places blowing in, but it really does make an impact on the habitat for the wildlife that are in those rivers. And not only that, but also not just like physical trash while you're in the vicinity, but also runoff and dumping things down sewer drains that are kind of like, well, I'm not really sure how to get rid of this, so I'm just going to pour it down the drain. Well, that's going to end up in our river. There's been articles in the paper about the quality of the water of the Raccoon River and how that's impacting the quality of that. So it's really something that couldn't be a more important topic nowadays.
Again, as the weather gets a little bit warmer, camping, people start thinking about camping a lot more. Can you just talk how the campgrounds are coming along here in Dallas County and what's available for people to use?
There are lots of opportunities for camping. If you are truly back to nature, a seasoned camper, and you love to just get out to the outdoors and totally unplug, we have opportunities for primitive camping. And we also have spots for RV hookups. We've got tent camping. We've got, if you don't have any of those kinds of equipment and you just want to go camp, we have cabins available. There's a lodge. There's even a historic lodge at Dayton Stagecoach Inn. So for any level of getaway that you might want, if your idea of camping is a nice hotel, we kind of have that for you. But if your idea of camping is you want to be out there with the bugs and nature and be totally unplugged, we've got that as well. So, and pretty much everything in between. If you are interested in that and want more details about all the different options and to make reservations, all of our facilities are listed at mycountyparks.com. And that's kind of a one-stop shop for everything you want to know about camping in Dallas County.
Now, kind of one last topic to talk about is Prairie Awakening. Can you just talk a little bit about what that is?
Prairie Awakening / Prairie Awoke is a celebration with our Native American friends. That is something that's been happening annually for quite some time. And unfortunately, last year, like many things, had to be canceled. We actually did kind of a virtual celebration, which of course is a plan B. It's of course not as great as the plan A. I am excited to announce that this year on September 11, we will be having a live celebration out at Keene Conservation Area. And I encourage everyone to keep their eyes open on our various media outlets for details as they are made public. Those media outlets are, they can follow Dallas County Conservation Board on Facebook, or you can also check out our website at dallascountyiowa.gov/conservation. And of course, at that website, you can sign up for our weekly e-news or our quarterly newsletter. And that gives you lots of different kinds of information and keeps you up to date on what we have to offer.
And that was our conversation with Dallas County Conservation Board Outreach Coordinator Sarah Gilchrist. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.